What's up, you holiday hams? Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming, come sail away with us. And Ant Lion Audio. There's more ants than there are lions. We have a great show for you because we're talking about a lot of news, specifically pertaining to the PlayStation Experience. We're doing a lot of talking about that Batman vs. Superman trailer. And you better believe we have some strong opinions about that. So if you are really looking forward to the movie, you might not want to listen to this week. We're a little rough on it, not going to lie, but it's justified. We're going to be at the Sacramento Gamers Expo this weekend in Sacramento, California. It's going to be on the 13th, which is a Sunday. And we have a special guest joining us in Macy Rose, the amazing cosplayer. She's going to be there taking pictures, selling prints. We're going to be there raffling off some amazing prizes from our sponsors, Corsair and Antlion Audio. If you guys are wondering why this podcast is showing up on your feed on a Monday, it's because we are going back to what we used to do. We're going to be recording the weekend shows now. So if you've been missing that, it's going to be back. Aaron hosts the shows. We do them live on Twitch, so you may hear us be referring to chat a lot more, which is awesome. And if you want to join us live, see our faces, be a part of the conversation, which we love, you can check it out on Saturdays. It's about 9 p.m. Pacific time. I know it's kind of late, but that's when we can get together. And we do the show live in front of all of you. And you can check that out at twitch.tv/videogame_bang. It's a lot of fun. We get to interact. We get to know you guys more. And it helps shape our show to be more tailored towards what you guys want. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. We have a great show. I'm so excited. Can't wait for you to hear it. All that and much, much more on this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Brought to you by Corsair Gaming. Come sail away with us. And Antlion. Were there more ants than there are lions? No.
No.
That's two. Let's strike two. No, all right. I got one for next week. We'll.
Where's Steven when you need him?
Exactly, because he seems to be the king of.
I don't know why he's
sales.
Not like the real life Mad Men.
Right.
He's Don Draper, but just kind of in a candy shell.
Today we are in a 3-man cage. 3-man enter, 1-man leave, because we just somebody's running a little late, a little behind. It's all right though. Yes. Corey Vincent is with us, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Pizza? It's Corey Vincent here.
Ready?
And no, I wasn't ready. And you know what I love about Antlion? No, actually, I went to a LAN party today. And we were playing some HOTS. And it's really weird seeing myself up on the screen right now.
I like it.
Okay.
But it was fun. There's this new character where two people play one character. And it's so creative to me for a MOBA. Like, League needs to do this.
League will not take that jump.
You don't think so?
I don't think they. I think they're too set in their ways.
Yeah.
They're old crotchety men. Where
wait, like, whoa. There's updates and things that go on and stuff that they've changed
a lot
recently.
So they get new depends for their old crotchety self.
But
you heard her voice, everybody. That's Larissa.
Hi.
League of Legends, Larissa.
Yeah.
Can we call you that because you played that more than anything else so far, right?
No, I'll fall out, but I mean, I'll get over that.
What do you mean you'll get over that? Nobody gets over Fallout. You stay in that relationship forever.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Until the DLC comes out.
Well, then you start again. But once you're done with...
No, you start a new one. What are you talking... What's...
You play a lot of the game until you get to the point to where you can't play it that much anymore because it loses its luster.
There's no such thing as losing its luster in Fallout.
It's still a good game.
We're going to go ahead and introduce the next person that's here, of course, week in, week out. Can't do the show without them. Literally. The chat, everybody. Say hello, chat room.
Hello,
they're
chat
always
room.
so vocal. I love them so much. It's a huge day, everybody, for video games. It feels like a rebirth, kind of, for video games. I haven't had this excitement.
You're going that far as call it a rebirth. Huh?
I haven't had this much excitement for video games.
Please don't pull up birthing videos.
In a long, long time.
Damn it.
Like, it's been, we've been on a drought somewhat.
Yes, the missing person.
There's been a drought. With a the missing person there. But today, a game was introduced, everybody. A game that's going to change the face of games for the rest of everybody's life.
Ooh, what is it?
And you'll find out.
Just after the break.
After the break.
Do you have a flaccid penis?
It's terrible. You're right to that. Yeah.
That's a Terry Girl commercial to have on this show.
That would be, but I don't care if they sponsor us. Hey.
I mean, come on, it's video games. I'm sure a lot of us, you know.
There's a lot of flaccid penises
out there. A lot of flaccid penises out there.
And there's nothing wrong with you, right, sir? Or madam, whatever.
We should
Thanks,
mention,
I was getting kind of self-conscious about my flaccid penis.
For the people that listen to the podcast version, you guys may not have heard Video Game Bang Live update in a while.
We are back, though.
And this one will be back. And if you see us talking to chat a little bit more, if you want to get involved and actually watch the show live, when is this taking place?
This takes place every Saturday. I had a friend that I should say birthday today. She didn't know how to say birthday. Anyway, every Saturday at around 9 Western time, about 11 Eastern,
That's pretty late,
it's
12. Huh?
I think it's 12, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours. That's
math.
Right. It's like Saturday Night Live, right? Is that how they do it over there on the East Coast?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's just VGB Live. Come out, join the chat room, get to talk to us live. We get to talk to you live.
You're not doing anything else.
Yeah,
just
I mean, it's
in
a
your bed.
Even if you got other plans, cancel them. Join us. Hang out with Sports Bardcast, I Smell Like Garbage.
Yeah.
And all the other.
The Irish on Fire.
Irish on Fire. Hollow Monkey.
Hollow Monkey, like all.
Shout
them
out. Who's your favorite? Nissan Lover.
I haven't seen Nissan Lover in a
Ceramic
while.
Dragon.
Ceramic Dragons
in the building.
Apologizes here.
So if you're on like a hot date, say that guy or girl that you've been crushing on finally asks you out, you're like, you know what? Let's do some VGB and chill.
Hey, we got some more people in here too. I Got No Teeth.
Is it T-E-E-F?
Teeth. You actually spelled it right.
No,
hand me the sarcasm.
You need to switch. You need to go to T-E-E-F.
I Ate Paint Chips.
That sounds about right about our viewers.
That's dangerous. That's, don't do that.
And that Ghost 4230.
What?
Paint chips are healthy for you. Right? Everybody ate them as kids, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
See? There you
no,
go.
I didn't. What? Yep. You guys all have cancer.
Wow.
Jeez. Joe.
Just take a left turn to Morbid Town.
That's
right
the
there.
Thing you don't joke about, Larissa.
Good Lord.
You can make fun of anything else.
Please
AIDS is a funny disease now,
no,
but cancer's not funny.
AIDS isn't funny either.
AIDS is pretty
just
funny.
Just because Charlie Sheen came out saying that he was riddled with
AIDS. Ooh,
it.
Big surprise.
I mean.
Riddled with AIDS.
Yes, riddled.
That was on his press release.
Riddled with AIDS.
Everyone, I have to let you know, I have so many AIDS, it's not even funny.
Well, it feels awkward because we're missing the fourth person. He'll be here. It's a mystery guest. You probably had, if you're watching live, you probably know who it is because there was a little spoiler alert under his camera. But for the podcast listeners,
we have
a mystery guest for you.
Yeah, someone you
who
guys will
it?
Not expect. You guys are going to love it. And it's not Mark Tremonti.
Three-time Emmy winner. Actually, I don't know anybody. It's 3 times. Right on the top.
Not Leonardo DiCaprio.
I already told you that thing. It's going to be Leo, the guy who plays Leo's life story. He's going to win that.
That's fucked up,
yeah.
Dude. Hey. Oh, man.
Sorry. So let's see how good this feels. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Feels like a two-legged
I know.
Dog.
Dang. I should, you know, I usually do the falsetto counting on web to bring the whatever he brings.
The high-pitched.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
We'll get it later.
Huge pack day today. Sony said, we're going to do our own thing. Screw E3.
Yes.
And we're going to show you what we got.
Yay, so, Sony.
In the good old city of, isn't it San Francisco, right?
Yeah, it's in SF.
In San Francisco, which is 2 hours away from us.
What maybe. Are we doing here?
We're doing the VGB Live. That's what we're doing here.
You really think I would have showed up to a PlayStation event? They have my face on signs that say, do not let
do
this
not
man
let
in.
Him
all
in.
The guards have clipboards with your face on it.
Yes.
The only face on it. Do not let him in. Well, Corey, you'll be happy to know that the first impressions were meh.
Yes. No, I don't care. I want it to be successful.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do
no, you no, I don't. No,
it's
I don't.
Still video game. It's still progress towards, you know, something better in our culture. So, yeah, we want it to do better. Corey, don't be such a hater.
Progress. Mm. Progress in our culture.
Okay, well.
I don't call it progress. This is definitely, it was definitely, they had a lot of news. We're going to go over it right now.
Progress in our culture. But I don't think it sound progress. Like they're curing diseases.
They are. Boredom. That's a disease.
I guess, yeah. I'll buy it. Okay.
So nice. All the news so far from the 2015 PlayStation experience we're about to go over, and like I said, it was dulled out and massive. They did their keynote speak this morning, which I woke up right in time to see all the stupid VR stuff that I was just like, I don't care about that.
Mm.
Like, I could care less about the VR stuff. But the first thing they did on there, a new Final Fantasy VII remake footage was unveiled.
Yes.
They came out the gate swinging, Corey. They said, we know what you want. We recognize what you want. And we're going to give it to you.
Oh, crap.
So, what do you want?
So
internet crashed.
The internet. Excuse the internet. Now you haven't seen internet. The Final Fantasy remake, of course, is going to be fully upgraded with graphics wise. Did you see the graphics on this thing? Did
yes,
you see the
I
trailer
did.
At all?
Yes, I did. I watched the trailer and I also saw they had some videos of gameplay and voices.
Oh, did they?
Did you see that one? I didn't link that one to you.
No. I saw that with Barrett and Cloud9.
Yeah, Cloud9. Because I wanted I didn't want to feel the disappointment you feel when they remake a game that wasn't voiced before but now is voiced and you're kind of hoping that they do really good on the voices, because I feel like if they fuck that up, that'll ruin the image in my head of how I thought they sounded.
So you had a preconceived notion of what Cloud and
would sound
Strife
like.
And
yeah.
Everybody.
And I wanted it to be at least somewhere close to what I imagined in my head.
I'm close. Close to 1 to 10. How close did they come?
I would say like 10 being like
10
spot
being
on.
The best, spot on. Like, that was my imagination.
10 being the worst.
Yeah, 10 being the worst.
1 0 being
excellent.
Well, okay,
so did you guys ever watch Advent Children? It was the.
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Okay, so Cloud's voice on there, I actually was pretty okay with.
Okay.
I was okay with that voice, and I was like, so the voice they do for the video game has to be either that same person or somewhere along those lines. So I think they actually did, from what I heard in the clip, was a pretty good job.
So I only heard like some throwaway characters and Barrett.
Well, Aeris talks.
Did Aeris talk?
Yeah.
I didn't even see Aeris in there.
You don't see her, but she
talked. Oh, you just, okay, voiceover type of thing where, okay, that's Aeris. But I wasn't thrown away by anything. Like, that's bad voice acting. Barrett did look like Blade, like a buff Blade. I like that they're doing a bunch of environment type of things, like you see him crawling through stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
And they made it more interactive, and since they're in more of a 3D world instead of where we were kind of at,
kind of a top down look. Yeah, it was kind of weird,
blocky,
and compact.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry did not like that. He
Why?
Said it needs to be more block hands everywhere.
No, I'm okay with the graphics being improved like that, and I'm really hoping that they make like a Midgar like more of an open world kind of thing, so we can go out and like explore the rest of the city you don't see from Final Fantasy VII original.
So the big thing though out of that, the battle system.
Oh God, okay.
Not turn based anymore.
No, it's not.
All action RPG. Like
they used the battle system from the newer Final Fantasies.
Final Fantasy, what was the one on the PSP? The prequel, Final Fantasy VII. It's slipping my mind. Oh my gosh, it was the one about the guy who was with or fought with I don't know what his name is.
With Cloud?
Yes, he has Cloud's sword. It's on the PSP. I thought they made two of them, and it's escaping my mind. But what are your thoughts on the final the battle system? While I look this up real quick.
So, I want to say I'm okay with them changing the battle system. As much as I love the original turn-based and everything, it's like not a lot of that goes on nowadays. You know, everything's more interactive, mm-hmm. especially, you know, you're going to dodge it, you know, with your combos and stuff like that, which I'm okay with also. And if I want to get a feel more for the original, then I'll play the original.
So how do they integrate? And it's Crisis Core, Final Fantasy Crisis Core. That
oh,
was the
okay,
one.
Okay,
so
okay.
It looks kind of like that type of battle system. How does the summons work? Knights of the Round? Remember that summon where you had like 17 different people come in and
attack somebody?
How are we getting those cutscenes going through?
I have no idea how some of that's going to work. Yeah. And that's what I was wondering too, because you're only controlling, you know, one character at a time and his combos and his moves. So are you able to switch between or have it on like a sort of like a pre-done kind of system where they...
Yeah, are you switching characters?
Where the AI takes over when you're not controlling them individually.
Are we getting co-op?
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be kind of cool. I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard anything negative so far online. And I'm not sure if people hate it. Like, oh, I want my original turn-based thing, or I want my, you know, JRPG feeling again. But
yeah,
I like it. I'm not that upset with it. I'd play it. I mean, if I had my PS4, I'd be hyped for it. It looks good.
I mean, I play a lot of different games, so I'm not really opposed to different styles of battle systems. Like Star Ocean, did you ever have that battle
system?
Star
Ocean, yeah.
Uh-huh. I was fine with that. The newer Final Fantasies where it's more active, I mean, Fire Emblems, things like that. Like, I'm okay with all different kinds of battle systems, so it really doesn't bother me, and I'm glad that they're improving on Final Fantasy VII. But the only thing that will get to me is if it's not the open world kind of thing that I like and expect. That's what I want.
Corey, you ever played the Final Fantasy VII? That's a no.
Shame.
That's a no. You know, shame. There's a reason. When was 7 out? Was that PS2?
PS1.
7 was
one? 7 was yes. PS1.
Was Ligaia 1?
Yes.
Okay. I was a Ligaia guy. I didn't play, because you can't play both. At that time.
Yeah, you can.
No, it was one or the other. I chose Legends of Ligaia. That was my jam for a very long time. And, you know, look where that franchise went.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they did make a sequel for Ligaia that was totally terrible. And maybe this will be my jump into actually trying Final Fantasy. I have no idea.
Well, yeah. Just know that it's going to be the remake and not the original. If you want to do the original, I think they're doing that on the Vita.
Actually. I don't know. I have a hard time going back in time that far anymore, unless it's like super throwback. Like we're talking 8-bit, 16-bit. I can go back to those, but I can't
PlayStation
really,
1 you can't go back to?
I can't pick up a PlayStation 1 game, really, no.
I think it's going to be more inviting for your for the new people.
I'll jump into it. I mean, I've had fun with Lightning Returns and, you know, all the newer ones, mm-hmm. so I'll go back.
You didn't like Lightning Returns?
The one
to stay in the clouds?
Previous to that one. The games really started to feel like super linear.
Oh, no. Yeah, they were.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were.
So it got to the point, because there's a huge gap where I stopped playing Final Fantasy games because they were feeling so God of War-ish, I guess is how I would put it. Because when you play God of War, it's a linear game. You're following the story. You don't have that many choices outside of where the game guides you to go. You know what I mean? And that's what it started feeling like. And that, to me, doesn't feel like a Final Fantasy game. So I kind of...
Because even at one point, didn't they, like, take out the open world?
Yeah.
And they just kind of made shops in between your missions or something like that?
Yeah, that's the one I reviewed and played. It was on rails, essentially. That's weird. It's a weird thing. If you want to go that route with one of your games, they've made so many damn games with so many different formats. You know, they don't have to make every single one a giant RPG, right? If they wanted to put one kind of on rails and make it based on fantastical, whimsical...
Well, then call it something else, then.
Don't call it Final Fantasy?
Call it Final Fantasy Rails. So that fans like
so that
Risa
people think
can
it's
stay
porn.
Away. So she can stay
so
away
do,
from it.
Yeah, Resident Evil, I think, does a good job of that, too.
They do, yeah. And they rename the other ones.
Yeah.
Actually, on the stream on Thursday night, me and Steven were playing Resident Evil 5. That game is... poorly controlled.
For Thirsty Thursday, you were playing with Jerry?
No, I was playing
Steven.
With Steven.
Oh,
that's
Steven.
That's how bad the thirst gets.
You're getting
Thirsty
desperate
Thursday.
Over there, because I remember when you pitched me the idea, it was every week's going to be a
different
lady.
Yeah.
And we're going to just talk it up,
instead
and it's going to be
Steven
Thirsty
in a
Thursday.
Wig, I mean, that's
Steven's
all I had.
The hottest lady.
Tell me he wore a wig.
He did not.
Damn it.
He did not.
Just play with Arisa every Thursday. She's got nothing better to do.
Wow, don't you?
Nope.
What about your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Does she play video games, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Might get her on.
We spent, like, a binging Call of Duty week when Black Ops 2 first came out.
Good. You liked it? You loved it? You want more of it?
That's what made me want shooters.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. Now everybody can get a little more excited about a little game called Street Fighter V. Because they just introduced a brand new character, F.A.N.G. Fang, if you want to call him. Or Fong, because I heard him, the announcer, say his name whenever he wins a fight in the trailer. And they announced the DLC characters as well. Did you watch the trailer for the Fong?
How much is DLC?
They didn't.
No, remember DLC? It's not going to be charged.
Yeah, and then you can
you unlock it with in-game
credits. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yay! Yeah. Now we're excited.
I have not seen any of the information yet. I saw a picture of him. He looks strange.
He looks out of place.
The whole animation style is actually a little bit different.
Yeah,
right?
Even whenever you see his special, like his little ultimate or combo, whatever, it just looks like the most joking character that they can put in a Street
so
Fighter.
So you think is it Dan in disguise?
I think it's
or
Dan 2.0.
Like
I think it's it's not Dan in disguise. He's a little skinny anorexic guy, but I think it's one of those joking characters. It's made to be comedic more.
Some of those are good though. Yoshimitsu is like that, and he's an awesome character.
But the Street Fighter series, I think, has enough of its over-the-top characters, right?
You mean like, because I was going to say Dhalsim is like pretty gimmicky. Zangief is gimmicky. I think
when are they going to do create your own?
That might be cool.
That would be sweet.
That would
like, you
cool.
become your own Street Fighter.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Rufus, you're talking about?
Rufus, there you go. There you go. Ceramic Dragon in the chat room says he's strange. He's an Asian strange character. Racist. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It didn't seem like it was something that I would be like first choice. Like, oh yeah, let me choose Fong.
Yeah, it does kind of look like they let some kid, you know, wrote in on his, he has cancer, and he was like, I really want to create a Street Fighter character, and this is all I can make.
Yeah, I would do without him. DLC characters, though, are where you're at. So if you plan on playing the game and you want to unlock these characters the good old-fashioned way, by playing the game, you can.
Yay.
Or you can spend your bucks, of course.
Don't
and
do that.
You can have Alex. Who's Alex? That name sounds familiar, but I don't remember who Alex is in the Street Fighter series. Is Alex the chick? The blonde-haired girl? With
No. It's a dude.
Describe him.
Because
it's pissing me off that
blonde
I can't say
hair.
Him. Blue eyes. Racist. He's...
No,
what?
Like, where's... Army pants, like green pants. I think
he
is with Guile.
With the red headband?
Yeah, the red headband.
Oh, he's back. There was speculation that Alex was going to be back in this one. Yeah, okay. So he was on Third Strike, I want to say. That's what his first debut was. Guile, of course. Balrog.
Balrog?
It's the French version of Balrog. Balrog. Ibuki, she's making a ninja return. Yuri, and who's that? Yurian? Who's Yurian?
Yurian is a dude. I think he was in older games too, like wearing a thong.
Oh, okay. We're not gonna. That's terrible.
I can't remember what.
Who was the one armed guy in Street Fighter?
The one armed
looked
guy.
Like a crazy madman for some reason, and I want that guy back. That's who I want.
Oro.
Is that what his name
is? Yeah,
like
he's
baldish. No, he's got like maybe one strand.
Couple little
of hair.
Wisps.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's who I want back in the Street Fighter series. Let's get him.
Yeah.
Did they just like kill him? Is that what happened?
I think so. Shark ate his other arm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's terrible. Who are you excited for in the Street Fighter game?
Girls. The cats.
Girls.
Yeah,
because
there's all of two girls on that list.
I know.
Ibuki and Yuri.
Lame.
Oh, you're talking about new characters or like overall?
Anybody, overall. Okay, here's a better question. Who haven't they shown that you want on there, though?
Ooh.
I'm still going with Oro. I want that guy.
Back. You want the one-armed?
The one-armed guy. Because if you win with him, then the other guy looks like crap. I just beat you with the one-armed dude, so.
I don't know. Maybe Cody would be a good one to bring back because I like
him. Oh, they haven't announced him yet?
No.
I just thought that was already.
I like him in Ultra 4. He's probably my second favorite character. So selfishly that as far as like the lore goes and Sagat hasn't even been announced yet.
Oh, well, he's got to. You can't take the original like 8 out, right?
I guess you can.
Has he missed a game since he's been introduced?
That I do not know.
Larissa, who do you want in Street Fighter that hasn't been announced yet?
I don't know.
Not Street Fighter.
I'm sorry, I was reading chat.
That's fine. We need to ask them the same question. Chat in the chat room, who do you guys want that hasn't been released yet?
The black guy looks like Kanye West. You look like Kanye West.
That's racism. Chat room. Who is that? Epic Ninja Man?
The sign is back.
Yeah, the sign is back.
And for the people listening to the podcast, Larissa just held up a sarcasm sign. It's been floating around the studio.
Yes. Usually it's David's job, but he is currently absent.
Epic Ninja Man, if you want to go ahead and tweet out that Kanye West is on the Video Game Bank, you can go ahead and do that right now.
Yeah.
You'll get more views. I bet you that.
And then maybe he'll sing us a song.
Maybe. We'll find out.
Please don't, because Kanye can't sing.
Sue the crap out of everybody.
I don't think I've ever heard you sing, Aaron.
Because we've never gone karaoke in, which I've always suggested.
Karaoke!
One of the things Sony did at their press event this morning that kind of irritated me was lean heavy on the VR stuff. That could have thrown out the trash. Well, one of their big properties that I think was only on the PS2, Psychonauts, is going to come back, but in a VR way. Sorry, guys. But VR Psychonauts is supposed to bridge the gap between part 1 and part 2. So it's not an actual next step in the Psychonauts. It's going to be a pre-sequel? Is that what you call them?
If you're Borderlands, that's what you call everything.
A spin-off?
No.
A spin-between?
What do they call the ones for Kingdom Hearts? Because it's always like
2.5
remix dreams into nightmares or something like that. That's what the Kingdom Hearts title is, always something like that. It says, unlike the traditional Psychonauts, Psychonauts Rhombus, Rhombus of Ruins, is played entirely in first-person's perspective. Players will control Raz and wield many of his abilities with clairvoyance in a particular use to leap between the different minds. So, you know, you're going to jump between people's minds and do crazy stuff, but it's all in first person as opposed to the last one, which is in third person, which was a pretty good game, actually, when it
did
came
Did you play
out.
It?
Yeah, I got to play it. I didn't get to beat it. That's the thing.
No, well, I actually don't know which one I finished, but yeah, no, Psychonauts was
Psychonauts,
a good game.
It's a classic game, and I don't know why they held back for so long.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just now they're like, oh, yeah, let's do one. And let's put it on the virtual reality stuff. Hate it. But it might be good. You never know. For you Japanese game lovers out there, and I know you are. You're out there. Yakuza 5. I said it wrong on purpose because it's going to piss somebody off.
It's Yakuza.
Yakuza.
Has a release date, and Yakuza 0 is on the way. Yakuza 5 has been confirmed for release in North America for some time. But now we can know exactly what time. PlayStation 4 version of Yakuza 0 is heading west as well. Yakuza 4 is Tuesday, December 8th.
Did you say west?
Yes, I did. So that's right around the corner. You're getting Yakuza 5 on December 8th, which is, what's today, the 5th? 3 days?
Yeah.
Good gravy.
I know.
And then Yakuza 0 released on the PlayStation 3 and 4 in Japan, but Sega will only be localizing PlayStation 4 version. A release date of Zero has not been revealed just yet, everybody.
Breaking my balls.
Have you ever played any of the Yakuza games, Corey?
I did play Yakuza.
Are they just like Final Fight? Little beat 'em up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't care for it.
I don't know why people... Maybe is it a good story or something?
I don't know.
Hanker for this one.
People hanker for a lot of that kind of stuff, like Sleeping Dogs. Was another one, too. It's like, oh, we want something that everybody loves, but let's put Japan in it.
Makes it
Japan
better.
Japan sells a lot of stuff. I mean,
yeah, they do.
They're on the top of their game over there.
I know.
They are the creators of video games, right?
Is that right?
I don't know. I'm just going with it.
I don't think
that sounds like.
Of good video
sounds like
games?
Something. It's debatable.
Of Larissa approved video games.
You like Fallout 4?
I do.
Not in Japanese.
I know. Well, I didn't say the only people who create good games.
You like League of Legends.
I do. I know.
Not Japanese there again.
Shut the fuck up.
Double Fine.
Those are all the mainstream titles, okay? Yeah, I like those.
Yeah. Is League of Legends? Yeah, League of Legends is mainstream, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say that's mainstream.
That's mainstream.
Mainstream to gamers.
When I hear somebody that doesn't play video games often say League of Legends, then...
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay.
Hey! I don't know what that means.
Double? Do we get two followers?
I think we got two for the price of one.
Two followers in the chat room. Thank you.
Two followers in the chat room.
Mander? What is his name? Mandersky?
Mandrewski?
Mandersky? Terrible. Double Fine, the company and the name that all the ladies call me, announced that there's going to be a Full Throttle remake or remaster, whatever you want to call it. I would call it a remaster because it's just going to have a little facelift. Fresh of the news.
A little facelift. You know, sometimes facelifts don't look just like a little.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII. There you go.
Yeah.
Fresh off the news of PlayStation 2's, Tim Schafer announces Sony PlayStation Experience keynote that Double Fine is hard at work on one of its biggest titles. The big announcement that the LucasArts adventure game Full Throttle will be getting HD remaster for the PlayStation 4 and the Vita. Do people even still play the Vita? Like, it's...
You know what? I'd have to say it's been a couple months since I've sold a Vita game.
Yeah. Like, why let it die? Sony,
let it die.
I understand you probably put money into it and everything like that, but Nintendo kind of killed you in that area.
Yeah.
Did you own a Vita, Corey?
No.
You did.
No.
What? Somebody owned a Vita.
I never had a Vita.
You owned a Vita? What did you play on the Vita?
That was Persona Golden.
That was it, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, there's RPGs on there that I like, but that's...
Because that seems like a lot of JRPGs on there, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if it's not on console, then if it's on the Vita only,
on the Vita Blue,
then I'll just do it on the Vita.
Needless to say, Double Fine is on track for making adventure game fans very happy in the near future with this Full Throttle remaster. I don't see it. That was another thing in their keynote, mind you. This was what they came out with. They were like, hey, Final Fantasy VII, hey, Full Throttle. And then you hear the, you know, one or two. Full Throttle.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to go buy a Vita now.
Yay.
No, you're not.
No. Well, if it dropped down to $50, I'm sure hella people would buy
maybe,
a Vita.
Maybe.
And it's an underrated console. Like, it was actually, it had a lot of potential. Didn't invest as much as they should have in it. And they should have just kept going, though. It could have been really good.
One of the major problems with it was the 3DS. That's what killed it. Stabbed it right in its heart.
Yeah.
And then it didn't have any Pokemon.
Yeah, that too.
Without Pokemon, what are you going to do?
Jesus.
Exactly. One of my favorite fighting games, King of Fighters, is coming exclusively to the PS4. They showed a little of that. New trailer on that one. So Sony quickly making PS4 the home for fighting games, which I really think it is now. I'm going to give that title to that one, Corey.
Yeah.
Fighting games.
They have cornered the market. Like, they got Street Fighter. Well, Street Fighter is the biggest one.
Okay.
That's the biggest fighting game besides Smash. So if it's exclusive to them and PC, they got it. And then they're taking this one. Xbox still has Killer Instinct, which is doing pretty good on the tournament scene. I'd say that one's more successful than Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but that's not exclusive.
No, Mortal Kombat's not exclusive. Yeah.
I think it's that D-pad seems to do wonders for fighting games.
Did you see that Mad Cats?
That's what it is?
That's how I feel, at least personally. Like, it's like, that's literally my personal opinion. I would rather play with a PlayStation D-pad for a fighting game than an Xbox D-pad.
Mad Cats.
You know what?
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
Mad Cats.
No, Mad Cats. That's all I wanted to say.
I ended up when Mortal Kombat came out. I had originally got it for the Xbox and played it for probably like a couple hours and was like, nah, returned it, got it for the PlayStation instead.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, this is it.
See, that's telling. That's telling to me. Like, it just feels home on the PlayStation, a fighting game.
Not really. I don't know.
Does Mad Cats have a deal with anybody or something?
Well, no, they just recently announced all their... new fighting peripherals for Street Fighter V, coming out with two brand new arcade sticks that are made for the PlayStation. So it's got the little touch sensor. And
wireless?
No.
Why do you want to do wireless?
Just to put it anywhere you want.
No, well, that's not. I mean, because there's so many things that could go wrong with wireless.
But there's so many things that can go right with wireless as well.
They're not
going
to do it right.
Because usually people with sticks are going to tournaments, I'd say mostly, right?
Yeah,
if you're investing $200 in a stick, you're going to go to a tournament, and you imagine have to sync that motherfucker up every time you want to play?
I understand that. That's very true. So, what are prices? Did you see prices?
Yeah.
A couple hundred bucks.
$200 for the basic model, and then $220, $250 for the next step up. And then they also announced the new game pads.
Yeah.
The new pads look pretty sweet. You don't?
I didn't. Like, when we played that tournament, and I was like, oh, there's the pad under the console. Let me try that. Didn't feel. That D-pad does not. I need. My directional pads need to be four different buttons.
Really? That's you don't like, everything in between?
No.
That control?
No. I don't like the little bridge between. I need four. I need PlayStation 1 controller for my fighting games.
That's why you get bodied so hard,
that's
bro.
That's precision, though.
That's why you get that's why you get bodied.
That's precision.
I don't know. I mean, I switch between using the sticks on the PlayStation controller and using the D-pad.
I can never use a thumbstick.
Depending on what moves and stuff, because some of it's just easier to slide through on the sticks.
You got to get that slide through.
Yeah.
King of Fighters 14, Sony quickly making the PlayStation 4 the home for fighting games. The console for this console generation, first it looked like Street Fighter 4 was exclusive. Now SNK's King of Fighter 14 is headed to the console exclusively. The game will include 50 fighters, and it's going to be out in 2016.
Is that doing too much? Do you think the more fighters, the better?
Yes.
So if you had to choose between a game that had 300 fighters.
Okay.
And a game that had 10 fighters.
Yes, I'm doing 300.
Really?
You know why? Because
can you imagine the balancing?
That's the thing, though. That's the other thing. If they had a good balance, then yes.
With 300?
You better be some good developers.
Jesus.
Then. You better be
some
good
you have
developers.
To have a team of, like, a full corporation of people.
All right, then. Yeah, that's your focus. If SNK is saying...
I know. League has a lot, and it's not a perfect balance,
League is a terrible game.
You shut your whore mouth.
Think about all the other SNK games that are out there, right? You know them?
Yeah.
Name two more.
SNK 1.
Yeah. No,
SNK
2. That's the company.
Two?
Exactly. They King of Fighters is kind of their baby. That's it.
Oh, wait. Don't they make a lot of mobile games now anyways?
Maybe.
Yeah, they do. Because they've taken King of Fighters and made it like a mobile thing.
So their big franchise or whatever that they're going to put their money in, King of Fighters most likely. They're throwing 50 guys in there. They're like, we're going to balance it all because this is our big console thing, you know. So we have a company to behind. You know, how much development time does it take to make a mobile game? What, three guys?
Damn.
In the corner over there? Probably just.
I just made
away.
A mobile game while we were recording
exactly.
The show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
it's
how
up
easy
on
it
iTunes,
is.
Everybody. Go check it out. Yeah. It's called Koi's Quest.
Koi's Quest. The quest of trying to get a word in with Larissa on the podcast.
It's terrible. But 50 fighters, I'm excited for that. I said even on last week's show, right? It was this is my favorite fighting franchise. I like the characters, I like the lore behind it, and to get 50 King of Fighters, that means they're bringing back old ones from all the other 13 that were in there.
I think though, when you
Wolves,
have a fighting
Fatal
game,
Fury, like it's gonna be awesome.
When you got a fighting game with that many people, it's gonna be. I think people are really gonna only use 10 anyways, right?
They'll find what they're most comfortable
you'll
with.
You'll find a meta.
Yeah. But you'll have so many to try out that I think that's what.
Yeah. And then I think when the meta is found, somebody's going to find a counter meta. You got 50 people to choose from. Like, good Lord.
Yeah.
It's the more the merrier, I say, with fighting games. Because I get bored. Why I don't really particularly put fighting games in my top like out of genres is because once I see everybody's move, I'm like, that's it.
What if they have different costumes so their moves look different?
But if I got 50, that's going to take me a little longer to look at everybody's moves, and then I'll be good. Chat, let us know if you're interested in this new movement of all fighting games going to the Sony PlayStation exclusively. I wish they did some cross platforms. They didn't say anything about being cross platform though, with the PC or something like that. So. We will find out. Some of the what's going on in chat here? What are they saying?
There's some trolls going back to.
They're talking about my tats.
They like them. Wow. Let's go to Larissa Cam just to make them happy. Oh yeah, shake it, girl.
Aaron, give terrible. The people what they want.
That's going terrible. Back up a little bit. Ceramic Dragon, I think it was, said he wanted to see Yoon pop up in the Street Fighter V game.
That'd be a good one.
He's cool. I don't like fighting against him, and I've only played as him through some of the story. But
some of the story. Is there like a real like? Yeah. I tried to play a story mode in Street Fighter 4 on the like a week or so ago, just because I had no internet, and I couldn't get into it. it wasn't like it was a story. It was just a straight fight thing. It wasn't like I was like after a while, I was like, I'm just fighting one person after another. There's nothing different here.
Nah, you just play through in a certain order, and then like every third fight, you know, is based on the character you're playing. You play against, like, there's a rival match towards the end.
Yeah, I had
that'd
10.
Be cool if they put more story behind him.
You want an open world environment?
No, I don't want an open world environment. Just like some story, some history, or tension between the characters, or maybe like, you know what I mean?
Now, do they even do that in League? Like, if you're laning against some character,
there's lore behind every.
No, I know there's
character.
Lore, but I'm saying like if you're laning against a character that has something to do with somebody else's lore.
Yeah, that's your counter.
Will they talk once they?
Some of them interact? Have. Some of them have different when they're against certain people.
Because they do that in Smite.
That's their enemy.
And I was like, this is pretty cool.
Their
like,
arch nemesis.
If you fight Zeus versus Hades and you like kill one of them, like Zeus will be like, you thought you can beat me, brother? And then the guy dies and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting. For you people that like little tiny games, DLC, little small, you know, PlayStation Network games.
You know what I do?
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you snaring? Because Don't Starve Together.
No, I know.
Is
I watched
out.
The trailer. No. Don't Starve Together is out. I've been playing it.
On the PS4?
On the PC.
Well, I'm talking about the PS4 because Don't Starve Together will be out in PS4 in 2016. So you people that don't have the PC version can start up your PlayStation 4s and Don't Starve Together with two people that look like Edgar Allan Poe for some reason.
Yeah, it seems like it was made by the guy who made, not M. Night Shyamalan. What was the guy that made the damn Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, the dude that also did Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
It does look like a Tim Burton
It's
game.
Very Tim Burton-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very Tim Burton.
There you go.
Yeah.
What is it? Rengar versus Kha'Zix?
Yeah, and Thresh versus Lucian, because Thresh has Lucian's wife's soul in his lantern. So they have, like, a rivalry there.
Yeah, but do they talk to each other in-game? That's what I'm talking about.
Some of the characters have different interactions with their enemies, yeah.
Okay.
With specific ones. Like, they're still doing a lot of remodeling.
The game will never be Smite. So, our mystery guest has just arrived,
oh, he's
everybody.
Here, everybody. So let's do the big reveal.
Let's do the big reveal.
Drum roll, please.
3-time Emmy Award-winning... for his work on the great show called David's Life, the real David Webb, everybody.
What's up, peeps?
There it is. He just got off the set of season 2 of The Real David's Wife.
Yeah, The Real David's Wife.
Yeah, because the fake one lived in this house for so long.
That's gross.
And now
the
real one.
It was a surprise to all of us.
Yes. It's a
when
porn.
When we found out it was a fake.
Yes.
It is a porn.
The Real David's Wife.
So we have been talking about Sony Experience.
Ooh, nice.
Went on today.
Yeah.
Like crazy. Blasted the world with new video games.
Yeah.
Said, hey, world. Sony is still the number one dominating force in video games right now.
Yeah.
And these two disagree. Did you watch any of it today?
I watched our friends there post about it.
Okay. And they actually got to go to the keynote, which was interesting, which is very, very interesting. We're still on the keynote right now, the part of
cool.
it. So what you missed so far, quick recrap.
Recrap? That's actually very fitting. Yeah. Wow. PlayStation Experience?
They jumped out the gate with something huge. What Final Fantasy Remake. That's what all the fanboys wanted.
I did hear about
and then
that.
The rest, like
and
I said.
And Fangirl.
And Fangirl, yes. Good Lord. Can't
it's,
just,
it's 2015,
Aaron.
Person.
Fan person.
Sheesh.
Fan trans. Fan.
And then to tie back in with the name that I called it, the rest of it was crap.
Yeah.
So that's how it goes. And now we're about to get... I want some more. Except for King of Fighters. I like that one.
Do you guys talk about For Honor?
Not yet.
Damn it, Webb. Spoilers.
God.
Sorry.
We have a list, damn it.
Look at the notes.
He got a haircut, and now he thinks
I
he's
know.
Cool.
Yeah.
Didn't
that's,
even
that's
notice
what
that.
It is.
So fancy.
Didn't even
he had to
even
do
notice.
It. He had to do it for his filming. What?
Oh, yeah. Season 2. That's right.
Yeah, because season 1, I had short hair. And I grew it out during the hiatus.
Yeah.
So I had a...
He's one of those actors. I'm not my character, so I can grow out my hair.
Grow out the beard.
I hate those actors, by the way.
It was method.
That's Captain America, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did that. Yeah.
BS. So I'm not Captain America. I'm going to grow a beard. I look different. Shut up. You're Captain America.
You're Captain
America. Hitman Go is coming to the Vita and the PlayStation 4. I'm going to really just skim through this one because it's a board game.
Yeah.
And that makes no sense why Hitman is a board game.
Why are we making new board games?
I mean, yeah, right?
I can see coming, like, bringing Monopoly or Sorry or something that already exists. But a brand new board game that's just for...
Hitman Go is a puzzle board game that Ben Reeves reviewed, whoever that is, saying that it provides a landscape of stunned peaks and shallow valley. I'm done already. I don't care what a board game, like, why would I care that, oh, it has trees, beautiful, lush environment. It's a board game.
The graphics won game of the year, I heard.
Close your eyes and imagine the most beautiful tree you've ever seen. That's the tree that's in this board game.
Let me skip this.
Imagine the most beautiful cliff.
Every now and then, a level or an objective feature will flash of creativity or requires a clever strategy, but these enjoyable moments are few and far between. At the same time, the solid difficulty balancing and continual introduction of new items and enemy types minimizes frustration and provides enough of a reason to keep playing. It's not Agent 47's best performance,
Patreon.
But always he gets the job done. I don't know. Why? It's like they said, hey, here's a clear type of game that we have, an assassin game. Let's make a dice game out of it. And we'll call it, I don't know, something stupid. Insert your dumb name. I understand people want to be creative, but that's not creative. That's just... We don't have time to make a full-fledged Assassin's game. Let's put it on a board and have you roll dice. I don't like that.
No.
The last time they did that with a video game that pissed me off was Phantasy Star Online Episode 3 when they changed it to a card game. A card battling game.
Ugh.
An abomination. That's when video game history almost killed my whole enjoyment for video games.
Yeah. You know, Webb, we realized how much we miss you when he announced gaming, banging around the web, and it was so empty.
The harmony just wasn't there.
The harmony wasn't there. Wasn't. Aaron, can we try it again?
Well, we're in the middle of it, but I guess we can start one more time. So let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web!
Yeah.
I like it. That felt good.
That was good.
Oh, I'm hard.
That's when you ringtone.
I'm so hard right now.
And we're never doing that again.
My nips are lactating.
There's a new Ratchet and Clank coming, everybody. That is the ghetto version of Ratchet and Clank.
That's the budget.
Where you play two broke girls that live
Ratchet
in the hood.
Ratchet and Clank.
And they try to pick up men and they're gold diggers. Ratchet and Clank.
They're hookers.
That actually does sound like a show that would have been on like the WB back in the
I would play that game.
You would?
Me
you
too.
Play Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be a co-op. We'd play together.
Yeah,
so
would.
This one, they actually did something pretty interesting because there's going to be a movie of Ratchet and Clank coming out next year. But they're going to make a video game based off the movie, based off the video game. So
exciting.
You're
going to
get
Inception.
All this stuff weaved in. Yeah, it's Inception. What's pretty cool, though, they showed actual gameplay, which I love when companies show actual gameplay of the game. It looks like you're getting your classic Ratchet and Clank platformer, collecting the screws and nuts and bolts and all that type of stuff, type of game. You're not getting, new weapons. They showed, I think, something called the Pixelator. You shoot an enemy and he turns like old school graphics within the stool. Within the cool 3D graphics that are already existing around you, which looks sweet. Like
that's cool
to see an old school game just drop out of the sky. Like you shoot a plane and it turns old school and drops, and then breaks into a whole bunch of pixels.
How are we looking at graphics wise here?
Oh, it looks good. It's looking good? Clean. Yeah, it's definitely up to date, up to par with all the. It's on par with everything that PlayStation 4 is doing.
Is
right
it on par
now.
With everything
yeah,
you just
it's
said?
On par with everything.
Okay,
it's on par.
They
had the Funkatron. I'm not sure if that's a new one or old one. You shoot like a disco ball, and then the enemies start to dance until they die.
God.
Made famous.
Sounds like a Tuesday night for me.
Made famous.
Sick.
Made famous by Michael Jackson's game on the Sega Genesis. If you go back and play that one, you'll see. But it looks good. I mean, if you're a Ratchet and Clank fan, you're getting literally what you wanted, just with, better graphics and new weapons. Like, isn't that how gaming
and
is supposed
movie.
To be?
Yeah.
And a movie.
And a movie based on
the
game.
You think
the movie's in a movie.
Is this going to be successful? Ratchet and Clank. I wouldn't have. If you were to say name a franchise and make a movie of it that'll be a blockbuster, Ratchet and Clank isn't where I'd go to. Even if we were talking animated, I feel like there's more that could be better.
If we're going animated, I think it will be successful. I think this is one of those Pixar-feeling type of movies where they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, we can get all the kids to go. Because if you think about it, anything, if you put Pixar on a box of doo-doo, it will sell like crazy. The kids just love it. So it has that type of look and feel. It has two lovable characters. Why not? Well, you know.
Has all the recipes.
Yeah, it has all the recipes. Sugar, spice, everything chemical nice. X. You know, might as well just keep, you know, copy and paste and it'll get it. It's been around for like 13 years. So it's got its, you know, claws dug into the gaming society. It's made PSP games, PS2, PS3. Like it's lived throughout the whole, you know, cycle. So
I want to ask the chat, what cartoony animated video game would be the biggest blockbuster movie? Let us know. Let us know in the comments. Do you have any off the top of your head, Aaron?
Top of my head, let's see. I'm going to say...
that you think would be bigger than Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, bigger?
Yeah. Would Banjo-Kazooie...
Hell to the no.
You know what?
That's the one that came to my mind first.
It's got a rabid fault. Rabid fault.
No, if they did like a Conker's Bad Fur Day movie...
Yeah, that wouldn't be for kids.
That would be for you.
That would be awesome. Because
it'd be dirty jokes.
Yes, and farts.
And farts. Just
butts.
Special case says Toe Jam and Earl. That wouldn't do it either.
Toe Jam and Earl, I loved it. And depends. Who would play Toe Jam and who would play Earl? It'd be Seth Rogen and...
Forrest Whitaker.
No.
Seth Rogen and what's his name?
Seth Rogen and what's the guy's
James
name?
Franco?
Franco.
Boom.
Yep.
No, yeah, I can see those two definitely being Toe Jam and Earl. They like Toe Jam and
Jack
Earl.
And Daxter.
Oh.
Jack and Daxter is that one. Yeah, who put that one?
Gaming Since Gaming.
Gaming Since Gaming, you are correct. Jack and or Daxter. We'll do it.
You know, even better for Toe Jam and Earl, Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes.
That would be the R-rated Jack and or Daxter. But it
first,
might
this isn't a sex story from Earl.
Yeah. I don't think we need that one. So look out that for the new game and movie next year, of course, around April time.
Ooh, a live-action Sonic movie.
No, let's not do a live-action Sonic
and
movie.
And bring back Jaleel White.
And who's going to cosplay as a giant blue hedgehog?
It would be a real hedgehog. Okay. They just spray paint him blue.
They're going to go through so many hedgehogs that die on set.
Oh,
it's going to be
my
ridiculous.
God.
Anybody like the game Rez, the old school game? Music kind of integrated with gameplay? You play like a little flying spaceman looking thing? And no?
No. What do you mean? Yeah. Audio Surf?
It's kind of like that, yes.
Yeah. Have you guys ever played Audio Surf?
No.
Okay. Well, it's on Steam. You play music, and then you race along this track and, you know, beat obstacles and stuff to the beat of the music.
Well, the PlayStation...
Different colors, so...
The PlayStation's VR thing, the little VR helmet.
Oh, yeah.
They're bringing that game back to life with Rez Infinite. So it's going to be kind of like a trippy psychedelic thing.
So you definitely want to get stoned before
you
want to
get... Yeah, you want to get a little high, and then you want to put the best type of headphones you can get by Antlion on your head, and you want to just trip out. Balls trip out to the music.
So shrooms would be...
Yeah, I mean, whatever acid trip you want to get
on.
I
don't do that. Shrooms more natural and less chance for PTSD.
Damn. The views and thoughts of Larissa did not reflect Video Game Bag as a
just
whole.
Saying.
We did not condone drug
just
use
saying.
Here. So there you go. We just got to put those disclaimers in there.
Thanks, yes. Aaron. That's why you're here, Mom.
Exactamundo.
Yeah, to full disclosure, me and Larissa wanted to take some shots of vodka, and Aaron said no.
I said...
Oh, I'm on two drinks right
after
now.
The show, and he's on
See?
Two drinks.
Boom.
Yeah, look how great he's been on
the
show.
He brought the booze.
Right?
Yeah. So interactive. He brought the booze inside himself.
I know. We all know when Webb drinks because it's always on Instagram. There's ginger beers.
Ginger
beers? Ginger beers.
Ginger and beer. Or no, what was it?
Ginger and bourbon.
Ginger and bourbon.
Bourbon's a man's drink, right?
It's a man's.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sure.
I don't even drink. Who plays Destiny still?
If I were to drink, it'd be bourbon because it's for men.
Yeah, right.
Still play Destiny, Mr. Webb?
Not recently.
This might get you back in it.
Not recently?
Back in it again. Not recently. Ooh.
See what I did there?
We're all on point today. Good job, everybody.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Go team.
What's going to get me back in?
Racing Sparrow.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
In Destiny.
Yeah, I saw that.
But to kick people in the nuts a little bit more.
You have to pay for it.
No. You have to have the Taken King.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's only for a limited time.
Then what's the point?
Because they want people to eat it up.
Eat what up?
I don't know.
You're going to race for 2 seconds and then it's over?
Jada liked it, apparently.
Okay. You better like it as much as you can.
Because when they say it's a limited time, people are like, oh my God, it must be good.
So I got to play it now.
Oh my God.
From what I saw from the trailer, it did look like it is a decent hover racing game. Whatever. What's that first racing game that came out for like the PS1 that everybody was
Jet
on?
Moto.
Maybe.
Was it Jet Moto? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember Jet Moto. It was a good racing game.
It was pretty fucking
really
fun.
Good racing game. But yeah. I want to say it was something. It was like Space Cars or something.
Space Cars.
No, the name was Space Cars.
I was going to say, I'm going to develop that for mobile before
like
we end this
cars.
Show.
Yeah. Like hover cars. Taxi.
If you get on it right now, you'll be done by the end of the show. I guarantee you.
Space Cars.
I know there's some developer out for mobile games like, you son of a mother. It takes longer to develop games. Whatever.
I've been working on a text-based adventure game for mobile for 6 years. Before the phones came out.
It is dangerous to take this space car with you.
Quit your day job, dude. So it's going to be limited time. You got to have the Taken King. And you get, I think, special gear or something like that, maybe, if you win some races, finish some race quests and stuff like that.
You get an emote?
Sounds like something they would do.
Probably.
No, you have to pay for those.
Yeah. Probably get an emote.
They don't give those out for free.
What kind of racing emote? Can you get the bird? Just flip people off
while you're driving down?
Or the evil Luigi stare?
Flipping people off would get me into play.
Now, how long do you expect them to do this? You know how long?
Let's see. The last like event that they did, I think, lasted like a week, maybe a week and a half.
That's so sad. Mm. December 8th to December 29th. That's when the races begin and end. It doesn't matter. It's all within a month.
Yeah.
So what if I have things to do within that month? I just never get to race.
You know what event's going on right now that I'm excited for? McDonald's is doing downloads for Pokemon.
That's the saddest thing I've ever
heard. McDonald's is bringing back the McRib.
The McRib coming back.
The McRib. No.
Are they exclusive?
Don't you toy with my emotions.
you bring your DS and you can do the download for Hoopa, which is one of the two I'm missing.
King Hoopa?
So it's not brand new Pokemon. It's already Pokemon. No.
They're just event Pokemon.
They need brand new
But if
ones.
You get Happy Meals, then you get Pokemon cards and...
They need to do brand new Pokemon. Like, you get Grimace.
I got 5
foil
cards.
As a Pokemon right when you go in to any McDonald's.
Question. Did you get 5 foil cards, or did you kids get 5 foil cards that they're now missing?
I got.
You got. Okay.
She got foil cards. That's how you know that Destiny Taken King racing crap wasn't even that exciting when somebody brings up McDonald's DLC.
You know what else I'm excited about? McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Sparrow Racing, it just sounds stupid.
What else happened in the... Okay, so we got another oldie, but I guess a goodie.
Did you play Evolve?
What?
I'm sorry.
When did that pop up in your head?
Chat.
She has a very mild form of Tourette's.
She has a
where
something.
Where she brings up awful video games just randomly.
Did you like Spore?
No, I didn't.
It's a good one.
Right? At all, no.
An old game that's coming back. Ace Combat 7, everybody, has made an announcement. VR exclusive, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's Ace Combat's going to be a VR exclusive?
No, it's going to be PlayStation 4 and PlayStation VR.
That would be kind of awesome, though. Your whole head is just in the cockpit.
Yeah, sure. It was only a short teaser that they showed at the PlayStation event, but, you know, I mean, they're not going to show gameplay because that game isn't even in development yet. They just wanted to get you excited for some crap that's, you know, old.
I don't see, stage shows for VR is still kind of bizarre, and they're figuring it out.
Oh, no, they did a really awkward one today. They introduced, first of all, some guy whose name was Doctor Something, so he really felt like I need to put Doctor in my title. And then he came out and they played Tron together. Where they threw discs at each other. Two people put on VR helmets, and they had a little, what do you call the PlayStation wands? PlayStation wands.
You mean the...
trademark, Aaron Carter. Yeah.
Sticks with the balls?
Yeah, two sticks and balls, and they kept throwing discs at each other. One worked, one didn't. So that's how the presentation went down.
Aaron, stop doing that.
Yeah.
You're on stream.
That's how they
did it. You're sitting there going, yeah, I was watching the VR. It was so good.
That's how they did it.
Yeah.
It's always awkward when they try to do live performances of new technology.
Well, it's like whenever they try and do
a
live thing of the HoloLens. It's like, no, this is really what they're seeing. It's like, really? Is it?
Yeah.
Is that just CGI? Because The HoloLens isn't even turned on.
It was weird, too, because they were like, whatever my hand does, the virtual reality does. And so he puts his hand up with the stick, and then in the in-game thing, his hand was just doing this. Like shaking all around like Michael J. Fox with the
song. Oh, terrible.
I'm sorry. Was that too soon? We all know how his signature looks.
Do we? I don't.
Well, then I can show you after the show.
Terrible.
Oh, it's so messed up. He's got Parkinson's.
He does, and that's not anything to laugh at. I mean, but there are some benefits. He never gets pee on his pants because he shakes well.
Oh, my gosh.
The views of Aaron Carter. Yeah,
exactly. He's got Rosa Parkinson's disease. Aaron's making light of it.
I tell you, he's a strong character. He's a strong character. Michael J. Fox, we're with you. Thoughts and prayers.
He's not dead.
Epic announced a new MOBA. Are you ready for another MOBA? Can you fathom another MOBA, Larissa, outside of League?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
Wow, that was a little under.
Lie. That's what I hear.
Underwhelming.
I will give it a chance.
No, you won't.
I will try it, play
it. You know
why?
Because there's a bar in your life called League.
It's a low bar.
If it doesn't, if it doesn't meet that bar, you will not look at it.
That's not true. I'll give it a try. And if it meets with a certain amount of obsession that I can feel for it when I start playing a game, then I would kick one habit for another.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. It's just got to be all that I want.
Epic. My MOBA boner belongs to one game and one game only.
It's Mike.
Overwatch. It's not even out yet.
It's not even out yet. It's
yeah.
Overwatch? Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
I'm planning on spending so many hours on that game.
The show's going to come to a pause when that game comes
out. Yeah, we're going
to
have to go on hiatus.
You know what? I predict now you won't play that much of it.
Yeah, I bet you're right. Yeah. I'm not even going to lie. You won't. I said the same thing about Fallout 4, and I don't even own the game yet.
Terrible. How do I own the game and you don't own the game?
Because he got swindled.
I got swindled. That's why.
Terrible.
I feel like I've already owned it, is why.
No, you scratched the surface.
I'm mad at Bethesda.
Okay. Well, Epic, the people that made Gears of and or War, are throwing their hat into the ring for MOBAs. And open beta starts for it next year. Their beta, their MOBA is going to be called Paragon. Looks like a realistic type of things. They're going with the realistic type of graphics. Third person, interesting enough. Do you know why I think that's interesting enough?
Why?
Because Xbox has an exclusive MOBA on their console that's third person as well that seems to be doing quite well.
Called Smite?
Called Smite.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
So Sony said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to come out with a MOBA too. We need a MOBA. MOBAs are hot.
Yeah.
I'm going to say MOBA one more time. MOBA.
Thank you for that.
And Epic said, we got what you need.
I'll play it because it's on PlayStation.
Is it free to play?
Hey, me too.
It might be, but...
Does that weigh into your decision, Larissa? If this game comes out at $59.99, are you going to go play a $59.99 MOBA?
She's like, maybe?
I'm cutting to Larissa cam just so they can all see that in the shirt.
League was free.
Yeah, but League is terrible, so...
Yeah, I noticed that camera placement.
We can think of something else. Next game, everybody. Ni No Kuni. Do you know that game?
Yes.
I have never heard of this game.
PS3.
Yep.
Is there something interesting about this? Because they're doing a Revenant Kingdom announcement.
It's a beautiful storyline. I mean, the artwork was really good. It was an RPG.
The artwork did look very good on the trailer that they showed.
I has it.
Show like a little boy king or something like that. Is it the same story? Different story?
I think it might be later.
Later on in the story. So a sequel, an actual sequel.
Yeah, I think it's the same boy from the first one.
Level 5 Studio revealed Ni No Kuni 2 Revenant Kingdom. The first Ni No Kuni, which released in 2013, shipped over 1 million units. And Aaron Carter didn't hear about one of those damn units at all. The plot seems to include a traveler from our world, America, visiting the Kingdom of Turmoil. The lead character, Evan, watches his mother pass away as he takes... Wow, that's spoiler already. As he takes the crown on his own quest to unify the kingdom. Ni No Kuni 2 will be on the PlayStation 4 exclusively. And I don't care. Because what type of gameplay was it? Was it a turn-based RPG, action RPG? What are we looking at?
Turn-based.
Turn-based. So for all you, again, Japanese game lovers, there you go. Your turn-based characters and classes and whatever. Look like a little boy. You know what it looked like whenever I watched it? What was that commercial that Berries and Cream?
Berries and Cream.
Yes.
Berries and Cream.
There's your main character in that game.
Oh, my little lad who loves berries and cream. Do you guys remember that?
Little bowl cut blonde kid.
In the commercial?
Yes.
He had brown hair.
Or whatever he was.
Yeah.
Well, this is what
he did that hand thing.
Exactly. Yes. That's exactly what Ni No Kuni 2 looks like. So enjoy your berries and cream on the PS4.
I will. Thanks.
No, you made me want to find where that guy's at.
What, in life?
Where is he now?
He's high on berries and cream someplace.
He overdosed on meth.
Probably.
That's it.
That's Team what most
Ninja.
People do.
Everybody knows Team Ninja. They make the ninja game. What's the hard ninja game?
Ninja Gaiden.
There you go. Ninja Gaiden. They're showing off their new game called Neo. I think they're going to have some copyright infringement problems from that.
What was the other game?
Neo is the other game about...
about the boy king?
Oh, no. The other one is Ni No Kuni.
Oh, okay.
Neo is the game where you play a prostitute and you try to stay off the knees all day. Because she has bad knees from her volleyball days back in
the day. Is that what it is?
I like how you gave her a backstory.
Oh, yeah. All whores have backstories.
And you wouldn't know.
Yeah. That is the berries and cream guy that
I'm just
there.
Okay.
So where was I at? First trailer for Dark Souls inspired game called Neo, not the one. Team Ninja's latest has surprising ties to the Japanese filmmaker Akira Kurosawa. It looks like a bit out of one of his movies, I guess. Mm. And it's a Dark Souls inspired type of game. If you check out the trailer online, of course, you'll see that it looks like it's going to be one of those type of games where you die every 3 freaking seconds.
Yes.
And will frustrate you immensely. There's no release date, of course. Most likely, let's say December 31st,
2016.
Yeah. That's when it's going to come out.
We'll put that there. It's a placement.
Thank you guys for doing that.
A lot of people waiting on Team Ninja games are looking for that Dead or Alive series or the Ninja Gaiden series. You're going to have to wait because they're focusing clearly on Neo.
So are we going to, is that, what do we figure out whether that beach volleyball game is coming?
Hopefully it's coming.
Are you going to play it?
Oh, no. I don't play it. I mean, what's the purpose of that game?
Why did they?
Because it's fan service.
What's wrong
Giant
with that,
boobs.
Though?
No booties, though. Well, Japanese women don't really. Whatever.
Yeah, they're not obsessed with it. That's an American thing, I think.
So
that's a white
that's
people
fan,
thing.
That's fan service. White people
white
thing.
White people
what?
Thing. Are you kidding me?
American white people.
No.
Did you just mute to cough?
Yep.
No.
Who does
that is
that?
Definitely.
People who are. God.
Big booties are definitely not a white people thing.
You could ask Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Exactly. He likes big butts. And.
He doesn't even lie about it.
Exactly.
Not once.
Other brothers might deny.
Oh, God. Stop, please.
When your girl walks in with an itty bitty waist.
And puts that round thing in your face.
He gets sprung. Yeah. They showed a whole bunch of
moment,
stuff.
Guys.
They showed a whole bunch of stuff at Sony's, but that was kind of the big gist of it.
That's what male bonding is like.
I forgot that actually went very perfect too.
Except we didn't sword fight,
And we're never going to. Uncharted 4 was shown as well.
Yes. It'd be a knife fight.
And one of their new things on there, they're going to choose some
long and thin.
Terrible. One of the new things they're showing on there is actually dialogue choices on there. I never played any of the Uncharted 4 games. I hear it's just Lara Croft with a guy.
Uncharted 4 games. Uncharted games.
Uncharted 4 games. I never played any of them.
Uncharted 4-1. Yeah. Uncharted 4-2.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're good games.
Okay.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, you think about them filling in some of the blanks and starting to add stuff from other things, like from Fallout, the dialogue and everything like that.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't think they've
Fallout
had that.
Didn't invent dialogue, though.
Yeah,
no. I mean,
I'm just giving an example that's recent and
I like it because it makes me feel more a part of the game.
I guess for me,
my choices matter.
If it does, though, because Fallout 4, it doesn't matter.
Is there a bunch of multiple endings and like branching storylines? Because otherwise, who the fuck cares if I can choose?
That's the big question. Because before, on the other Uncharted games, the other Uncharted 4 games didn't have these replay abilities like that. You kind of had a story and you played it each time. You played on a harder difficulty, but that's not going to change the ending.
No.
So there you go. So this one, that's one of the speculations. Hey, are we going to get, you know, at the end, Nathan gets somebody randomly pregnant, and he has to explain to his wife because he's married in this
terrible
one that, oh, crap.
Terrible.
You know,
that's what you jump to. That's the story.
I think outside the box. Excuse me for thinking outside
the box. That's not outside the box. That happens every day.
Okay, but does it happen every day inside a video game?
When do we get a Lara Croft Uncharted crossover game?
Exactly.
Where they work together.
That's when you find out
and
who the baby mama is.
She gets pregnant.
Exactly. No. Now you guys are tying it all back in. And you know what type of baby she has?
A black one.
Exactly. And then you're tying in Marvel Ultimate Alliance because it's Luke Cage's. And then you play a whole chain quest down that one. People need to realize.
Aaron knows.
And they have a pet
about.
Blue hamster, hedgehog.
And see, now you're making big money because you're rolling in.
That's only franchises. That's only during like the bestiality spinoff.
What they call that synergy.
Yeah, yeah. And with synergy comes
bestiality. Sounds like something that happened in Mortal Kombat.
So that was day one.
Luke Cage.
Bestiality.
Bestiality.
It's a fatality. Yeah. Bestiality.
Does any of this excite anybody? This was the first day of Sony's stuff.
No.
No?
Well, day one's usually when they do the big show, and the rest is just
little information trickles out. Yeah, you know, for people from the show floor. Hey, I saw a piece of gum on station two, guys.
Yeah.
It looked like Fallout.
I watched a bit.
It looked like Jesus.
I watched a bit of the Street Fighter V tournament today.
Okay.
I got to see our boy, Alex Myers.
He did.
Wrecking House.
He did well.
Yeah, he did well. Kind of, he lost it at the end a little bit, but I'm with him. Good job. Shout outs.
You stand with him?
I stand with him. He's going to be a force in Street Fighter V. And then tomorrow is the big tourney. That's going to be fun to watch. Did you see Jada met Snake Eyes?
Yeah.
No.
Snapped a picture with him. Also met Wong. Justin Wong, is that his name?
Not Freddie Wong. Okay, Justin Wong. Okay.
Justin Wong. It was pretty awesome.
You know what wasn't awesome, though?
What?
The Batman versus Superman trailer.
Oh, you want me to get me started?
Oh, we're going to start. Ugh. We're going to start right now. Because the Batman versus Superman trailer debuted maybe an hour after we did the Wednesday show. We didn't get to capitalize on the initial reaction of how much this kicked people in the balls. At least me, one Aaron Carter. It kicked me so hard that I swear it felt like a bat symbol.
Just shined right on your
just
crotch?
Just shined right there. Just bam.
You just sat on it and just burned.
So if you haven't seen the Batman v Superman Dawn of Crap on YouTube, Jimmy Kimmel, wherever you watch your trailers, it is like 3 minutes long, first of all, which is like longer than any trailer I've ever seen. You damn near showed me the movie. That's what you did. You just literally showed me the movie. The cliff notes.
Yeah.
That's what
she
did. But it starts off with, you know, the meeting between the giants, Batman and Superman, but they're alter
egos.
Let's
start there. Do they know at that point? Because it really seems like it.
At that point, I don't think they do.
And if they didn't, when they started the conversation, they sure as hell should know by the end.
Like, they, yeah. A lot of it is.
I think they have suspicions.
It's like, no, I'm not Batman, but I'm going to defend the shit out of him. He's a good guy and he can kick your clown ass.
I don't like that. I don't like that, Bruce Wayne. If I think of Batman and I think of Bruce Wayne, I think they're supposed to be two different people. You should never have any inclination that Bruce Wayne is Batman, right? I shouldn't make any references, oh, justice needs to be stopped at night all the time.
He
while
should be
I'm
like,
in a business suit at a board meeting.
What's your opinion on the Caped Crusader in Gotham? And he'd be like, oh, is this cheese?
Like,
is this smoked Gouda?
Think about the Nolan's Batman. Whenever they had Harvey Dent ask him, he's like, you know, what do you think about, you know, Batman? He's like, oh, some psycho in
some
a mask.
Bastard.
You know,
yeah,
jumping
I don't
root
care
through.
About
yeah,
this
yeah, like, you should not be dropping hints. Like, oh, man, I don't know where he gets his batarangs from, Wayne Tech.
Yeah.
Like, what?
There's
no.
a big W on the back of the.
Exactly, yeah. Like, does your Rolls Royce have a bat symbol on the hood? No.
No.
What are you talking about? That's not a bat symbol. That's a M.
I'm just a fan.
I did like the
Bruce Wayne.
The exchange a little bit. I like the part where Bruce was like, you know, maybe it's just the Gotham in me, but we're not a big fan of people dressing up like a clown and running around the city. Yeah. I was kind of like, oh, okay.
Why don't you just go ahead and say I'm Batman?
Yeah.
But, like, he shouldn't care about that stuff. Like, Bruce Wayne shouldn't, you know, his alter ego shouldn't be, you know, dropping hints like
we're
that.
We're focusing on the wrong part of the story, too. Yeah. Let's not forget about the red capes are
oh,
coming.
No, yeah.
Oh, my
the
God.
Red capes are
that
coming.
Infuriated me the most. He walks out of nowhere. with the stupidest wig on.
Hey, yeah. Guys.
And he's like,
look who it is.
Yeah. why is he?
Why is Mickey Mouse in here?
Jesse Eisenberg.
To Disney by DC? Oh,
look at the grip on this guy. God. I would not pick a fight with this one.
DC chose 100% the wrong person to play Lex Luthor. No, Lex Luger. That's who they picked. Yes. Because he's terrible. He's too, I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. What? That's who that was supposed to be?
You didn't know that was Lex Luthor?
No.
And that's exactly why.
That is terrible.
Worst.
I was like,
choice.
Wait, who the fuck is he supposed to be? And I was thinking about it for the longest time, and then I just gave up, and I was like, you know
for
what?
Whatever.
He was just an extra guy.
I hate this trailer.
That's the worst rendition of that song. I guarantee you.
But you know what? That rendition of that song is better than Jesse Eisenberg.
I'd rather listen to 3 minutes of Mean Web doing that,
yes,
than the trailer again.
So Jesse
Eisenberg. Now it comes together.
He comes in. He shows his acting skills are no more than just playing himself in every single movie, and totally just takes me out of it. Then they show a whole bunch of montages of fighting between Superman and Batman, yeah, of course, like they're going to do. Then they drop the biggest plot twist in the trailer.
Doomsday.
They throw Doomsday in there, who looks garbage, by the way.
I thought...
When I initially saw him, I thought he looked good. Go ahead.
They take the same character model that they took from Abomination from the latest, that Hulk movie.
Yeah.
And mixed it with the same animations from the Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Yep. They mixed it with Ninja...
And then he went...
Done.
Good enough.
There's no way you can
this
get better
has never
than
been
that.
Done before.
Exactly.
He's got a face laser.
Suck it, Marvel.
That same guy that's developing phone apps was the same guy that modeled this stupid creation.
That's why he's not developing phone apps.
And then what infuriated me even more after that, so Doomsday does his big eye lasers or whatever, and then they parade Wonder Woman out as if she's
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm sorry. Wonder Woman, good superhero, super heroine, addict. but she's not one of those characters where you see her and then you're like, Wonder Woman.
She's going to be in this?
She's in it, too?
Oh, man.
My God.
What?
It was the only reason why they had her in that scene is so Bruce and Clark can do that exchange.
Can do that one damn exchange.
You? I thought she was with you.
And then
it's horrible.
Bruce, yeah, and then they should have went back to Clark and be like, you need a lozenge, dude?
Yeah.
You all right?
You need a lozenge.
we don't have time for you to get the flu here when we're fighting this giant.
You see the shit we're dealing with?
Yeah. We're going to need a virus to take you out, bruh. Come on.
You got lozenges in that utility belt?
Jeez. And then if you guys look, Batman, for some reason, is holding an assault rifle.
Yeah.
It was a shotty.
Okay.
I think it was
a
shotgun.
That's what I thought, too. I'm like, wait, Batman has a gun?
Never. He should have whipped out two batarangs that looked like they weren't going to do anything. I would have been happy with that. I would have been happy with two batarangs versus some, some half, Ninja Turtle
maybe
abomination creature.
Maybe the gun shoots batarangs.
It better shoot batarangs.
Maybe it
and
shoots lasers.
Fully automatic batarangs. No, I don't even want lasers. I don't want lasers. I don't want him. Oh, it's a kryptonite gun. No, I don't want that. I want batarangs. I want batarangs, smoke pellets. That's what I want.
Crowd control. You want
crowd control Batman. Crowd
He's a support character.
You want SWAT Batman.
He is
CC
a support.
Batman.
Yes. The whole thing made no sense. And then you gave, so there's no dialogue with Wonder Woman. So she literally just comes, shields in, and then, hey.
Tiny ass shield.
I'm here, guys. I know. A nuke goes off, and she blocks it with a shield.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I have a 5-step program on how they could fix this.
I cannot wait for
if
to hear
this.
If
one of them involves delete button, then I'm all for it.
Nope, here we go. Number one, scrap everything that's been happened so far.
Yeah, the delete button. There
delete
button.
Okay,
yes.
But the real number one, Christian Bale, Batman. Bring him back.
Okay.
And I hear the complaint, that Batman doesn't fit into this universe. You mean this new universe that was built specifically off of the success of the Batman franchise?
100%.
What did DC movies look like before Batman?
They look like Tim Burton and The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's what they look like.
And after, everything they've done has been made to look as much like Batman, the Dark Knight series, as possible. So don't give me that. It's in a different... You can't because they don't blend. No, shut up. Number two, Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor.
100% on board with that.
Yeah. Oh, he would be the best.
100%
he
would be. On
board he could sell one. Meth while he's fighting.
Yes.
He looks good bald.
He looks awesome bald. Yeah, he should be Lex Luthor. Number three, leave Doomsday's backstory the fuck alone. Don't make him a clone
100%
of anybody.
Yeah, 100% agree with that.
His original story was awesome. Actually,
the thing I've heard on that one, on that specific, is they're like, oh, well, the audience doesn't know about the kind of space, because it was a Kryptonian scientist that, you know, originally did the Doomsday, you know, thing. But they're like, oh, well, they haven't been introduced to space stuff, you know, in that universe. But like,
what did you see Superman?
When I heard that
the whole
online,
first part of the movie took
I was
place.
Like, wasn't the first?
He's an alien.
Yes, like they've been introduced to alien stuff already. Get that out of your mind. Like, if you suspended belief for audiences that this guy can fly and destroy a whole building, I think they'll be all right with an alien or two.
And you know what the thing is too is it's DC's own damn fault for not introducing. They could have done what Marvel did, and they could have spread this out.
No,
and
it's a race to the bank.
Well, it's their race fault for being bank. Late to the race.
Continue, because I'm on board.
Yeah,
I'm on board.
I'm on board. I'm on
number
part.
Five is... number four is less is more. Focus on the conflict between Superman and Batman.
Yes.
And less with Wonder Woman, Doomsday, and even Luthor, for that matter.
And Aquaman and Cyborg, because they haven't even shown up in the trailers, but they're supposed to be in the movie as well.
Well, my biggest issue with Spider-Man 3, I didn't hate it as much as everyone else did, but I hated the fact that they made Venom a side plot.
So when stupid.
Venom is such... He's one of their best characters. He deserves a full movie.
Yeah.
Doomsday deserves a full movie. Don't just sprinkle him in there and then shit on his backstory just to make him fit. Because now you have Superman, Batman, Luthor, Doomsday, Wonder Woman, and whatever else they decide to throw
in
there.
What's stupid is, like, really? You said the guy that killed Superman, you reduce him to probably the last 14 minutes of the movie, I bet.
Yeah, he's probably going to be like... Did? Next time on
like that's so Justice stupid because I thought I literally thought when I saw Spider-Man trailers for Spider-Man 3 come out, I was like, okay, I know what they're gonna do at the end of this movie. The crap is gonna fall on Eddie Brock, and then that sets up Spider-Man 4 Venom, you know, Rise of Venom or something like that. You
should have been that way.
That's what I thought, right. And then when I go see it, I was like, what is he doing? Why is he fighting him?
No.
What's the purpose of that?
Why is he played by the kid from the 70s show?
Yeah.
That too.
Why is he not a jock?
I was like, yeah, what is that frail little punk going to do?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to turn into a skinnier Spider-Man?
Why is there two Tobey Maguires in this movie?
I was like, no, this is all wrong. Stood up in the theater. This is all wrong, everybody.
Stop.
This don't watch this crap.
Started trying to stand in front of the tape.
Dr. Dre, don't stand there.
Everybody,
operate.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
So with this one, I think they're going to do the exact same thing. And then, actually, there's another rumors because it seems like all the rumors online, because there was rumor that it was going to be Doomsday as the Bane bad guy in this one, and that came out to be true. There was rumor that was Wonder Woman's going to be in there, and then they came out and said, oh, yeah, Wonder Woman's in it. There's another rumor saying that the last 20 minutes of the whole movie is literally just a giant fight scene.
That's cool. I like fight scenes.
Yeah.
Like, I think the best part of that latest Avengers movie, which also wasn't that great, was the Hulkbuster Hulk fight.
Oh, yeah.
That could have went on 30 minutes. I think DC fanboys are just way over-exaggerating this article, like, or this thing. Nerd Reactor put out, like, 5 articles about how it's the best thing ever. And they did it, like, to spite the people who were talking crap about
Game Over Greg.
Game Over Greg.
Game Over Greg literally had an orgasm.
Yeah, he was like, Aaron watched it. He said, I've beat cancer. I've done all this stuff. This was the best moment of my life.
Oh, God.
I'm married.
Yeah, I'm married.
I have 4 beautiful kids.
I do videos online.
For a job and the Batman thing.
And I have been waiting for this. And I'm like, he was a little inebriated, mind you. But I have to disagree with you, Mr. Greg.
It's going to make America grapes again.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. He's so excited for this one. And he may be just a giant DC fan, and Marvel has been in the sunlight for so long that it's just been like, you know, well, what the hell are we going to do? You know, I have superheroes over here, too. But, like, yeah, you do, but wait your turn.
What kills me on the internet, though, is that, like, I started airing my feelings about the trailer in our private group, and the first thing that gets commented is like, oh, just a Marvel fanboy. No, it's not. I get nothing to do with that.
Why don't I get anything? I commented multiple times and went out of my way to say it sucked. I went out of my way to say it sucked.
Yeah. I didn't say it. Yeah, I said it sucked, and I didn't get anything.
Yeah.
They just don't like you. That's what that is.
Yeah, I guess. Or maybe they do like me a little more than you guys.
I recorded the whole trailer on a CD and then went and dragged my balls across just to show you how much I hate it. And they probably still wouldn't have said something. But it's just like...
It has nothing to do with fanboyism, though. Like,
defend it.
I love Marvel so much, but who talked the most shit about Ant-Man? Me. You know, I critique the things I love harder than the things I don't like.
Right.
Because, like, if I want to look really hard and look for something positive out of this trailer, I like Batman's suit. I like how Batman's suit looks in the trailer.
I like Ben Affleck's jaw.
Ben Affleck doesn't look like a terrible Batman in the suit to me. Like, okay, I can see.
I like the way he dresses.
Yeah. if I got to go on cosmetic stuff, then that means the rest of your crap is garbage. Yeah, like, what? I hate Superman's outfit.
I like his glasses.
100% high quality garbage, I say again. Terrible. Terrible suit. And then, I don't like the actor for Superman. He looks too jawy. Like
too masculine in the jaw area.
I saw something. Can we go back to the very beginning when they're first talking? Batman is supposed to be, like, the best detective. Right.
Right? Yeah.
If he cannot figure out that he's standing in front of Superman just because he has a pair of glasses on, that's horrible.
I mean, he's old.
He's old.
So maybe he just
didn't have his glasses on. He didn't have his reading glasses
on. But here's the thing that I also thought that the internet, they just don't like it. I think it's a unanimous, we don't like this movie, but everybody's going to see it because it's good graphics, good fight scenes. Because when I went to a friend's house yesterday, he was like, oh, did you see that Batman vs. Superman? He's not a comic book fan at all.
Right.
But he saw this trailer, and he was like, oh, I want to go watch that. That's like, it's people like you.
Yep.
It's
I had a very similar conversation with a programmer at my job. I was talking to him. He's not, like, into the media stuff. He just watched it, and he was like, oh, I'm pretty excited. I'll go take a look at it. I'll go watch it.
You should have slapped him promptly
in the face. Oh, I did. Yeah, I did. And now
said, you son of a mother.
I'm on suspension.
Now HR is really just, But the internet, which I've seen massively as a whole, have been trying to change every single character. They were like, that's not really, the Joker. That's Jason Todd as the Joker. This is an alternate universe type of thing. This is a, different story. That's not Batman. That's actually Deathstroke, they've been changing every single character in the whole thing. Just so they won't say, oh, that's actually the Batman. That's real.
This is Batman.
So they've changed characters so much that it just seems like they're in denial about, this is what they're doing to your favorite characters.
Yeah.
They're graping them in the mouth. And you're taking it.
Ray Guns, the local cosplayer, she went on a rant on Facebook today. She's like, Batman is my favorite character, but this movie looks like it sucks. And she said for the same thing, the Wonder Woman, she goes, that chick should not be playing Wonder Woman.
Doesn't like the actress?
Yeah, she's like, I don't body shame, but let's put somebody in there who looks like she can kick some ass, not die of malnourishment.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. I would say Ronda Rousey, but after that debacle, there's no way.
Well, yeah, because Doomsday just kicks her in the face
and
she's out.
Exactly. There's no way. But there's a cartoon, a Justice League cartoon, and I think it's called like Pioneer or something like that, or it's an older, so it looks like it was drawn back in the 60s or something like that, but it was made in like 2012 or something like that. But the way they depicted Wonder Woman was, one, she's taller than Superman. She's
makes sense.
Amazon.
She's in the Amazon.
Yeah. Like huge, and two, she's more of this warrior, as
she's
opposed
like Xena.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's like Xena.
Yeah.
That's what I would want to see.
Did you see the Telltale announcement?
The next
Telltale game is going to be...
That was literally next on the thing. Telltale has taken over Batman now, right?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think they can do no wrong.
Really?
I watched their Minecraft game like 3 hours ago, and it didn't look like it was a terrible, story. I think if I had a time machine, I would invest in Telltale.
Yeah.
Like, off of their first game, because they snatch up properties like hotcakes. You all right down there, Larissa?
Yeah, I was just plugging my phone down.
Okay. Yeah, so Batman, in a story sense, I don't think they're going to do bad. I mean, it's a story already.
Terrible.
You know? There's nothing else.
You guys are terrible.
What's going on now? Are they saying something?
This is the framing of that shot. And then the framing, and then you just going, you're right down there, Larissa.
So, why? Do you not like it? I'm hearing a little cautiousness in your voice.
No, I don't think they can do no wrong, though. I don't think that was an overstatement. They just do the same thing over and over again.
Well, yeah. They literally cut and paste everything.
I want to see improvements from Telltale.
You're never going to. They're going to have a story.
Then they're going
to
get their asses kicked by more games like Life is Strange and story games that are actually pushing
the envelope.
They'll
evolve when they stop making sales.
Yeah.
But until then, like, everybody's buying that crap.
Yeah, and they've got it to a system. It's like they can spit these things out on so many multiple platforms. Like, because they're even on iPad and Android at this point.
Because it's probably easy to convert. Well, I mean, I don't want to take anything from the guy who's making mobile games, you know.
Like, why not? We already have the whole
job. It's easy.
And it adapts so well to all those other type of platforms, you know, because you don't really have to. It's not really a game to where you need, like, huge controls. You need to just either swipe left if your character's in some type of action scene to move left. Mm. And then you just pick, like, you can tap the dialogue changes or something like that. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. It suits so well for a whole bunch of different stuff.
It's a funny comment. BR King says, punch Joker in the face. The Joker will remember that.
Yeah. That's exactly what that will do. Now, do you think they're going to do an all-original story, or are they going to take, like, Hush or something like that?
Oh, they'd be smart to take a very well-established one. Take Hush. That'd be awesome, actually.
Yeah, it would. But the other thing is, I was going to say, like, there's different endings, right, to these Telltale games, but there's not really.
No. So it's very predetermined.
So I was going to say, you can't really change the actual story of, you know, the original ones. But, yeah, okay, so then take one of the stories that's already established and throw it in there. I would say take Death in the Family. That's what I would want to see. Yeah, we'll see Jason Todd get blown up again. let's see. Mortal Kombat X will have 4 new characters, everybody. Because what's his name? What's the guy who created the game?
Ed Boon.
Ed Boon came out on Twitter and said, "Corey, you son of a mother, here's more characters. Uh-huh. As long as people play my game, I'm going to make stuff for this, Corey Vincent."
To be honest, I am very surprised when they announced 4 more, and I think it's very unlikely we will see another 4.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think 4 and done?
Well, this game is usually a year and done.
4 more years of douchebag, and we're done.
Yeah, no, they're going to come out with one character, or I think they're going to drip them out like they did the last time.
Gross.
Squeeze them out.
See the doctor for that.
Pinch them off one at a time until we hit the year mark when they come out with Game of the Year edition and everybody gets all the characters.
Mm. Who the hell pitches it off?
Ed Boon is now sitting there, all right, you know what? Screw you. 5 characters.
Exactly.
5 characters.
I just made another one.
And it's Chucky from Child's Play.
So the 4 characters that they are going to release, one is Boraicho from Mortal Kombat 4, 5?
Something like that.
Yeah, something. The drunk Chinese master or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you have a Triborg. Who looks like he utilized moves from Cyrax, Sector, and Smoke.
Yeah, he's all them put together.
All of them put together. And then
you have
this is where you just go off the rails.
Yeah.
This is where just the train says, I'm not going to stay on the track anymore.
Just do a dart?
Yeah.
That guy.
Really. They literally just said, dart, wall of pitchers, people, Reagan. That's who's going to be in it. You have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy, Leatherface.
Yeah.
Which, how many fight scenes did you see him in the movie?
I didn't see the movie.
Exactly.
That's why even in the trailer, that was the dumbest intro.
He just runs in.
And those are like 2 of the most powerful guys. Why didn't they just like freeze him with their wizard powers?
Exactly. And then like push him over and he drops into.
It wasn't like he was super fast when he ran into the frame. You know, he was just kind of.
And they don't give me that crap that they were scared and shocked. You've seen worse in your universe.
Yeah.
you can hear a chainsaw coming from a long ways away.
Well, maybe he started it the last second.
Then he had a silencer.
Okay, so first of all, if he started at the last second.
Hold on, guys.
Stop that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hold on. Stay in there.
Damn, I got a primate. Hang on.
Any of you guys gas? Yeah.
Is there gas in this rail?
Yeah.
And the last person is a xenomorph that pops out of one of the Baraka's races, people or whatever. Somebody said it was Baraka, but I don't think that's Baraka.
Tarkin or something.
Yeah,
like
whatever that.
That
is. And then he has like the arm blades, like Baraka and stuff like that. And
he was probably one of the only characters that like scared me.
He looks
as
out
a
of
kid.
Place. It looks so out of place. Like, why are we? You really are. You just have a board with pictures.
Yeah,
and
that's
you
all they're doing. They're
like,
throwing
oh,
a rock
Steve
out.
Steve Buscemi's in this next one. Yeah. All right. What? I know his eyes are weird, but like.
He okay. shoots lasers out.
They have an entire wall of just different things that they throw darts at
it's
blindfolded.
So terrible.
That's
going to
be our
it,
next character.
If you're out of money and ideas, then, you know, just come see me and I'll help you.
All right, we'll just bow out gracefully. Just sing to bed.
Thank you for listening and watching. If you aren't watching and you're on the podcast edition, come out every Saturdays and we'll have a beautiful live show for you where you can see our faces. And I know you want to because it's awesome. We'll have lots more news coming from the Sony experience, probably on the weekday podcast, right?
Yep.
All right. So for League of Legends, Larissa, Corey Vincent, and the real David Webb, that's really late. I am Sir Aaron Carter saying we'll see you next week, everybody. No ending? No?
Good night.